This is Wolf's Campfire, and you're about to listen to Does Your Door Have a Peephole? Written by Old QFWFQ. You can also check me out on YouTube at youtube.com/wolfscampfire. Now with that said, whether you're sitting around a campfire, on the night shift, or even laying in bed, let my voice soothe your nightmares. Does your door have a peephole? When you finish reading this, go to your door and look through it. Tell me what you see. My wife and I are in a tough place. See, she lost her job at the start of the lockdown, and that's left us on a limited income. Our lease was up at the end of August, so we started looking for a new place to move in September 1st. When we started looking, we were concerned. Los Angeles is an expensive city, and a single income is a tough thing to navigate for any young couple. But considering unemployment is as high as it is, some places have been running deals. My wife found a great one on Craigslist, and best of all, the first month was free. So, we went to check it out. It was a big, old, quirky apartment in Hollywood Hills. Kind of ornate, thick front door. Great bathroom with funky tiles. Natural light in the dining area we'd have to buy big curtains to block out. And on-site laundry. Parking lot was a bit of a nightmare. If you're not familiar with LA, the hills are no joke. But the price was right, and we only shared one wall. Plus, the first month was free anyways. We were smart. This wasn't our first apartment. We tried everything. Every switch, opened every cabinet and window, took pictures of every drop of paint on the ground. Tried all the locks, you name it. We were thorough, and the landlord assured us over the phone that it was a quiet building with quiet neighbors, thick wood floors, and a manager that lived off-site. We never met anyone in person, but the place was very clean, and we were told they were looking for a new tenant as soon as possible. The last people had moved out unexpectedly. We didn't hear that last part. We just heard that the first month was free, so we applied and got it. They took us with my terrible credit and a single income between us. In 2014, I had to fight two bearded weirdos, who turned out to be half a punk band from Austin, for the last apartment application at a place in Atwater Village. So, honestly, the biggest red flag was how easy it was. But my wife insisted that this was all good. It was a chance for her to reevaluate her career, an excuse to downsize. The move was going to be a great opportunity, and she'd make my favorite dinner the first night. September 1st came, and the move went smoothly. A couple of friends drove over to help us move, but we wore our masks the whole time. Moving couches upstairs is no fun no matter what's on your face, but I didn't mind. I was just grateful for the help. My wife made good on her promise, too, and so, that first night, I really thought that she was right, that it was all good. The next morning, I found our front door unlocked and open. I chalked it up to a mistake I had made. That my wife had made. We laughed it off. Can't let that happen again, though. Clearly, we were tired from the move. We'd order in that night, so we spent the day unpacking. I worked from home, so I did a little heavy lifting, but mostly my wife did it all. She got better taste than I do when it comes to those things, and she let me pick dinner that night. Our favorite Italian place on Hillhurst just closed, so we tried a new spot. We splurged a little to celebrate our new move, and why not? The place we picked had bottles of wine on sale. Postmates gave us an hour, so we fooled around until the driver arrived. I missed the text from the app and the call from the driver, so we were a little startled when we heard a knock at the door. I pulled on some pants and ran out of my bedroom to the front hall, stopping to look out the peephole. And I nearly screamed. Within the 2 inches between my side of the door and the outside, someone had inserted a number of very tiny miniatures, viewable only because of the fisheye lens. When I put my eye up to the hole, I could see the delivery driver, mask on but clearly annoyed at how long I was taking. And in literally minute detail, me and my wife asleep in our bed with a black, vaguely human figure standing at the foot. I threw the door open. I don't know what I must have looked like, The driver stammered out something about having my food, dropped it, and ran down the stairs. I ignored him and immediately went to examine the other side of the peephole. I looked from the outside in, trying to prove that I wasn't crazy, but I couldn't see anything. The illusion only worked in one direction. I took the food inside and brought my wife to the door. She was wrapped in a long bathrobe and a little annoyed to be out of bed. She couldn't understand what had me so worked up until I showed her. We called the landlord immediately after, and then the police. It was a blur filing the report. My pasta was cold by the time I got to it. We were both jumpy, but it was also late. We were going to have to go back to bed, and neither one of us wanted to. We decided to sleep in shifts. At least, that was the plan. My wife thinks she fell asleep around 3 a.m., and we both slept through the night. When we got out of bed in the morning, we found the door open again. I looked out the peephole, and the miniatures had been removed. I noticed that some of the paint had been chipped away from the outside. None of our phone pictures turned out, and therefore, we have no proof. But there's something wrong with this building and this whole situation. There are these things in the ceilings of every room, like speakers in a Macy's, and we still haven't met any of our neighbors. I walked around the building and knocked on doors, but no one answered. Were they scared to look outside? We contacted the landlord about changing the locks, but haven't gotten a reply. We feel like we've been abandoned. The first free month is almost up. We've spent each night since the third sleeping in shifts and watching the door. My wife said she thought she saw the doorknob turn on the 12th, but she couldn't be sure. I just bought a doorbell camera, and it'll be here by the end of the week. We both fell asleep together by accident last night. When we woke up, our front door was open, and the miniatures were back. We're in bed, and so is the black figure. Its bright white eyes are open and crying. Do we run? Where can we go?